he wants Chief to know that if and when it happens, he will join us at Fort Worth to exercise his retirement rights. Number three, that I felt that you ought to talk with Nick. So he thought all that was fine. And I immediately called Nick and detailed it to him. One, two, three. Then, and Nick was supposed to call Tom, who would be at his chambers over on Saturday morning. And I heard since then. Did Nick give you a report?
Yes, but I've forgotten what it was. I think he said he talked to him, but he just thought it's going to be all right, but I don't know whether he ever wrote anybody or anything or not.
Well, we're in session this morning.
See, I'm swearing Nick in this afternoon, and the question's really going to come pretty heavy as to what I'm going to name. Now, I don't guess I can move on this until after the election.
Yeah, I wouldn't if I were you.
And I guess, of course, the damn trouble of heat's really going to be on when he moves out.
Yeah. But I don't think it's let them speculate all they want to about the damn thing. Tom has probably written a letter. We'll write it today, but I'll let you know immediately.
We've got to find some people that are really, it's just sad, Abe, I don't know this bar, but we've got to find some people that have ability, that are loyal, just that don't belong to the other side to cut us to pieces. And we don't need three or four of them, but we sure do need some good ones. We need, if we move him, we'll need a deputy, and we'll need a solicitor. And I'd think in due time we ought to let Fred Vincent go somewhere.
I do too. I think you can put him on the bench in the district. And Dave Bazelon would cry and scream, but I think it'd be a good appointment because he's a good lawyer. And I think you can put him there. And get
you mean the circuit court? What's Bazelon got to do with it?
Well, he's chief judge of the circuit.
Mm-hmm.
So I put
why would he cry?
Well, because I don't think Fred shares his views. And that's all right. I mean, he knows Fred's a good lawyer and a good man. And I don't think we'll put anybody on there shares my good friend's views, as a matter of fact. I'm devoted to him personally, and he's done a great deal for the law in the country, but he's done it in a way a fella, you know, has to do it initially and as a little extreme, and he is a little extreme.
Well, they've got this Negra up now for me to point to Spotsford Robinson, isn't it?
Yes, sir. And I think that's all right. And for the other place, have you thought of...
I don't have two circuit courts, do I?
I think you do, yes, sir.
I didn't think I had but one. I'm pretty sure.
That's right.
You've got three,
I think, districts.
I got five or six, and I've got to get these damn municipal judges. And I got to get them confirmed. I got to send them up the next day or two, and I don't know who in the hell to send.
Well, on your district judges here, have you ever thought of putting Charlie Horsky on, and could he be confirmed? If he could, and you could get rid of that post, particularly if you did it at the same time that you did a... made changes in the district commissioners, if you're going to do that and abolish that post. I think it'd be a good thing.
He's resigning. He wants to quit, you know.
He does?
Yeah, he's resigned.
That makes no sense.
So. Oh, God, I don't know. I think it makes more sense than anything I got.
Really?
Yeah, he just takes every headache you got in the District of Columbia, and there's nobody else knows anything about him. And they want a bridge here, and they want an art center here, and they want something else. And he just takes them and sweats them out and sits down and gets the post and the star. And they want to run the district and Scripps Howard. And he comes in, and I've had less trouble because of him. He looks like a revolutionist, but...
He's a wonderful
man. He is a wonderful man, and he is a fair man, and he is an intelligent man.
Yes, sir.
But he says he's got to go back, doesn't he? What's it, Covington Burley? Was that where he was?
Oh, he wants to go on the bench. Yeah, he was with Covington Burley. He's got enough money. They'd love to go on the district bench, and it would be an appointment that the bar and the public here would applaud. Because he's... Fine man. Whether he's gotten himself in too much trouble on the hill, I don't know. But he really is a fine man and an absolutely outstanding lawyer. And everybody knows. All the bar knows.
He sure did right eye with me. He never made a bad recommendation to me.
Oh, well, that's great. That's marvelous.
And I just get along with him fine. I just plead with him not to go, and he said, well, he'd stay another 90 days for me.
Well, he's just a, it'd be a first-rate appointment, either bench, and do that.
Now, are y'all gonna do anything on law and order this session and tell these fellas that they got to quit turning over cars and stuff?
Well, you know, the funny thing about it is that I've been voting for us to take some of these cases where we affirm dozens of them every term just with, by order, you know, without hearing where the state's convicted some of these guys. And the chief and I have been voting to take some of them up so we can have a big hearing and then affirm them with some publicity. But old Hugo and leads the opposition, and they vote against us on them because they say it's just a waste of time. The state court's convicted them, and why do we have to say us too? But I'm going to try to get us one.
Tell them why. Just tell them because, by God, we got the riots in all the major cities, and it's knocked our polls down 15%. I just talked to Cliff Carter this morning. He said it's more than Vietnam, it's more than inflation, it's more than all of them put together. Every white man just says, by God, he don't want his car turned over, and he don't want a nigger throwing a brick at him.
That's right.
And we've got to do something to shake them up, like they'd convict that damn Carmichael and uphold it, where he just says, make the president get on his knees and come to us, and that he's gonna do all this and that, threatening everybody in the country. He resulted in Lester Maddox being elected now, and he went down in Atlanta and scared everybody to death. He and Bill Paley, CBS show, that Black Power show. And
I saw that last night. That was very good.
I didn't see it. I thought his one that told me the one that elected him was the night before the election, weeks ago.
Oh, I didn't see that. There was one last night on Tale of Two Cities, that's right, which was Cleveland and Chicago.
I didn't see it. What was the net of it? What did it leave? What impression?
Well, it
was it maladministration in the cities, or injustice to the Negroes, or excessive action on their part?
The general impression was that something has to be done about the police departments, and that one of fear, of both extremes, at least that's what I got out of it. That is to say that both extremes are awful damned extreme. Plus the stupidity of the Cleveland Police Department in particular.
What about Chicago?
Chicago, they gave the police their pretty good build-up, and they deserve it, too. It's a good police department. And probably the best man in the country, head of it, a fellow named Wilson. But
Mayor was
incredible. You know, the police department could hardly talk English.
What, was he Italian?
No, he is an American, but he can hardly speak anyway. Illiterate guy. Said they never disciplined a policeman there in his memory. Or anything.
About time to start then, I guess.
I sure wish we could.
I wish you would and let our new justice write the opinion on it.
Yeah. That'd be good.
It sure would, because I believe he's got enough courage to stand up with the Wilkinses and with the Kings and with the others. I saw he made a speech the other day and denounced this gangsterism and this taking law and order in your hands.
Well, I have no doubt that he'd do it. He's really done it before. I'm sure he'd do it particularly when he's at the support of the brethren.
I don't know what's going to happen to him in the Senate with his feeling as it is.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
I sure do. I'll have a talk with him. I think if he can be mean enough about criminals, he can get by. I think he can be. There's nothing in his record that I know of that would prevent his softening McClellan's red score. And he can get McClellan and get by all right.
Heard anything from Clark lately?
Yes, I did see him after the nominations, after the announcements were made, and he said he thought they were very good appointments. And
wait a minute. Go ahead.
He seemed to be very cheery about it. I could tell after thinking. I was just reading something in it. He was concerned about his own decision. And then he said to me, he said, well, I'm still sure that I did the right thing. And I said, well, Clark, not talking about you, but talking about the country. I can't agree with you. My dear friend, you know. Tell him that in all honesty. And he said, well, I don't know how you feel. I'm sorry about it, but I really think that I made the right decision. Well, I don't think he's sure of that at all.
No, he knows damn well he didn't. He wasn't right. He was just wrong as he could be. And I thought a fella make a wrong decision on that might make another wrong one, so it didn't bother me much. But I just thought it was unbelievable that here's a man that I think in due time will have to move out on account of his health and on account of his money and on account of the political situation and on account of a lot of things. But to run for cover now would be bad. And then for another man to insist on getting a contract and getting it sealed and getting it notarized, that you would throw the guy out in not over 6 months. Well, the hell, you just can't do that. God almighty.
Well, my own feeling about it is that here's a man who 60 years old, and he spent all of his life as kind of a shadow man in the government. He's never had any position of any dignity, real dignity in itself, you know. And that he's got a beautiful family, and just in terms of history in his family, time had come. Could and should have said, yes, I'd like to cap my public career by something that isn't a shadow position and isn't in the background, but which I can. My daughters could always say, yes, my father was this, that, and the other thing, you know. That's that Edwards about it.
Well, I guess he's not. Who are these other lawyers you're going to get for me?
Well,
you got to get a good politician for the deputy.
Yeah.
I mean a wise one. I'm not sure we'll get a fellow like Dick Hughes. He's governor. I guess he wouldn't come. He'd probably come. He'd probably